this morning. Here's Sharon Allseth again. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. The city of Indianapolis and Wishard Hospital are teaming up in a youth violence prevention program this summer. It focuses on four neighborhood hotspots and encourages the community to help keep kids on the right track and keep them out of the hospital. City Public Safety Director Frank Straub says fighting crime in a big city like Indianapolis is a challenge.
And we can continue to try to use a shotgun effect to address crime and violence, or we can try to identify in the city those areas that generate the most violence, the most crime in our cities.
The initiative is based on the Prescription for Hope program, which has successfully reduced repeat violent crimes by helping families make life-changing choices. On the day that was announced, another attack was reported on the Monon Trail. Police say they have no suspects in a Thursday morning attack on a man who was walking his dog near 61st Street. It's the second attack on the Monon in 2 weeks. Police advise people to use the trail only during daylight hours and carry a cell phone. Indiana's budget director publicly committed to fully funding the Choice home health care program Thursday after complaints the state was holding back money. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
In late May, the Family and Social Services Administration let out contracts to local departments of aging for only around $20 million, while Choice was budgeted for closer to $30 million by the General Assembly. At a budget committee hearing Thursday, State Budget Director Adam Horst promised legislators the full amount of nearly $28 million would be contracted out by the state. But Horst says he's uncomfortable making those kinds of promises.
Well, I think people want commitments that nothing's going to change if the world totally changes. And we don't know what's going to happen with state revenues over the next 12 months. So to tell people that they're definitely going to get a certain dollar amount only sets you up for handcuffing yourself, and then someone else has to get the cut.
Indiana Home Care Task Force Chair John Cardwell says he'd still like to see more money put into Choice so less is needed for nursing home care.
Again, I appreciate the contract, but the fundamental problem of the state misinvesting or investing poorly in long-term care and missing the boat in terms of what's really needed is still out there.
Horst says FSSA had said all along they would amend the original contracts to include the remainder of Choice funding. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
A report says many public health provisions in the nation's year-old health care law have not received funding, and other funded efforts are under political attack. The American Public Health Association says today only 10 of 18 programs in the Affordable Care Act aimed at expanding the supply of public health workers have received funding. Governor Mitch Daniels has reappointed more than a dozen leaders to oversee Indiana's public universities. Daniels returned a wide array of board members to their positions yesterday. The governor also appointed Sherry Laboratories Holdings' Chris Lamothe to fill a vacant seat on the state's Commission for Higher Education. And a group of 31 volunteers from the University of Indianapolis will leave today to help out with the Special Olympics World Summer Games in Greece. They'll be on a 12-day trip to support the athletes competing, and they'll do some sightseeing. Organizers say the Indy volunteers have been monitoring the unrest in Greece and are prepared to change their itinerary if any security concerns arise. WFYI weather today and tonight mostly cloudy. Today's high 72, low tonight 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 80 and a chance of rain and thunderstorms Sunday, high about 81. Right now it's cloudy with light rain, 62 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. It's 7:34 now, and the Pacers got their man. The team has been...